Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
Okay, so first up, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Trump administration is planning to announce a coalition to escort ships through the Strait of Hormuz.
Escort ships? Through the Strait of Hormuz? Why?
Well, remember all the tension with Iran? The attacks on tankers? The idea is to protect commercial shipping lanes.
Right, that makes sense. So, like, a naval convoy?
Essentially, yeah. The US is trying to get other countries on board to provide warships and personnel.
Are countries jumping at the chance to join this coalition?
Not exactly. The New York Times says nations are responding with caution. And Yahoo News is reporting that at least one key ally has already slapped down Trump's demand for help.
Ouch. So, it's not going so smoothly. Is this related to the energy crisis they're talking about in the Wall Street Journal article?
Definitely. The White House is trying to frame this as an effort to address the energy crisis, which is tied to the strait being potentially blocked or disrupted. Think about how much oil passes through there.
A lot. That strait is super important for global oil supply, right? So, if it gets shut down, gas prices go through the roof?
Precisely. That's the fear, and that's what the administration is trying to prevent. But getting other countries to sign on is proving difficult, apparently.
Okay, what's next? I saw something about the US not being ready for a deal with Iran.
Yeah, The Guardian is reporting that Trump says the US isn't ready to seek a deal to end the war with Iran, even though NBC News says Iran is ready to negotiate a ceasefire.
That's complicated. So, Iran wants to talk, but the US doesn't?
That's the gist. CNN's live updates suggest the fighting could continue for weeks, while the Honolulu Star Advertiser is saying US officials predict a quick end. So, mixed messages all around.
Weeks? That sounds intense. And what about Israel? I saw the NYT mentioning them.
Israel is reportedly launching strikes as well. Tensions are definitely high. Which brings us to our next story, the oil market.
Oh boy, here we go. I bet that's not good news.
Bloomberg says the oil market is set for a tumultuous week because of the Karg attack. That's an Iranian oil export facility, remember?
Yeah. So, the attack is driving up prices?
Exactly. CNBC is reporting that US oil prices topped $100 a barrel. And Bloomberg also mentions US strikes near a key Iranian export hub. It's all connected.
Wow, $100 a barrel. That's going to hurt at the pump. And Al Jazeera is reporting that Trump said the US might hit Karg Island again just for fun?
Yep, that's what they're saying. Which, you know, adds fuel to the fire, so to speak. Also, AP News is reporting Gulf countries are reporting new attacks after Iran warned major UAE ports to evacuate.
This whole situation seems incredibly volatile. Okay, switching gears completely, I see something about a blizzard in the Midwest.
Yes, a bomb blizzard, according to Fox Weather. Significant severe weather outbreak. The Guardian calls it a triple threat megastorm with snow, high winds, and thunder.
Yikes. That sounds awful. Is it just Minnesota getting hammered?
Fox 9 says Minnesota's getting hit hard, but it's affecting a large area, including blizzard warnings and no travel advisories, according to KEYC News Now and the Weather Channel.
Okay, last story. This one sounds interesting. Something about Iran's late supreme leader?
CBS News is reporting that US intelligence shows Iran's late supreme leader was wary of his son taking power.
Oh, interesting. So, like, a Game of Thrones situation?
Maybe a little bit. Fox News is saying Trump demanded Iran surrender and that he's hearing the new leader is not alive. Axios reports Hegseth claims Iran's supreme leader is wounded and likely disfigured.
Whoa. That's intense. So, there's some question about who's really in charge over there?
Potentially, yes. Add to that NBC News reporting that the new Iranian Supreme Leader vows vengeance in first statement. And Yahoo News is saying Israel launched a new wave of strikes. It's a lot to keep track of.
Okay, well, that was a lot. I need a nap after that. Thanks for breaking it all down, though.
No problem. It's a wild world out there. And that's it for today's digest. Be sure to check back tomorrow for more updates.